Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This summer, Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival presents productions of the Bards' Measure for Measure, As You Like It, and Macbeth, in repertory in the tent at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York. Here to tell us about the season are Davis McCallum and Annie Purcell. Davis is the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival's artistic director. He's been in the position for two full seasons. The award-winning director has also directed this summer's production of Measure for Measure, which stars Annie Purcell as Isabella. Her Broadway credits include The Coast of Utopia, Dividing the Estate, and Awake and Sing. Davis McCallum and Annie Purcell, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Davis, let's start with you. What did you consider as you built this season for Hudson Valley Shakespeare?
Well, this year we're celebrating our 30th anniversary at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. We're also celebrating 400 years of Shakespeare's legacy, which technically means it's been 400 years since Shakespeare's death. But we prefer to think of it as 400 years of Shakespeare's work triumphing over his death. We're kind of going all in with Shakespeare this year. We're doing a trio of masterpieces by our resident playwright, Measure for Measure, which stars Annie Purcell as Isabella, and a three-person, all-female production of what we call the Scottish play, also known as Macbeth, and then a big, boisterous production of As You Like It, one of Shakespeare's most winning comedies. And we think of these three plays as kind of different takes on a single theme, which is community, or really the question of how do we live with each other, which seems to be central in a different way for each of the plays.
You're also doing So Please You, a new show by Zachary Fine. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, So Please You is going to be terrific. It's a family show. And it's an original piece, one of the first times we've ever created an original piece of theater to be premiered under the tent. And it's with our younger actors in our company, members of our conservatory company. Zach is a brilliant actor who also is featured in Measure for Measure, and he's also a director and a writer. So he's creating a piece for these seven actors. And the conceit of it is, takes as its jumping off place, a minor character in As You Like It named Dennis, who has, I think, only two lines, one of which is, "So please you, Charles the wrestler is at the door and craves access to your worship."
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking that little phrase, "So please you," and doing a play about bit players in Shakespeare's company and the plight and dreams of the understudy who wants to go out there and come back a star. That's what the play's about.
There's also a production of Thornton Wilder's Our Town.
Yes, that's true. We're doing it kind of as a thank you and a gift to our community in the Hudson Valley. We're doing a huge community-based production of Our Town with three actors from our professional company alongside 32 community members who are all volunteers, some of whom have never done a play before, and they range in ages from, I think, age 8 to somewhere in their 80s.
Wow.
And normally our casts at the Shakespeare Festival range from a handful of actors to up to 19 or 20, and this is a 42-person production. All the tickets are completely free. We're going to be performing it in the tent at Boscobel, which is our regular home, as well as at the Paramount in Peekskill and at the Newburgh Brewery in Newburgh, and our cast is drawn from all over the Hudson Valley. It's going to be great.
Annie, you're playing Isabella in Measure for Measure, as Davis mentioned. You're also playing Phoebe in As You Like It. What is the particular challenges of creating two fantastic Shakespeare roles in one season?
I find that it has been less about the challenges and more about the gifts of it for me, because it's the gift of performing in a repertory company. That particular gift I've been finding is that, you know, as an actor, sometimes you can get really tied up in, am I doing this right? And am I doing justice to this? And is my acting going well? And you get very sort of tunnel vision with your character. And the beauty of performing in a repertory company is that you have to go back and forth between telling different stories. And as such, I find that my attention has been much more on the telling of the story and less about my individual work as a performer. But the sort of side benefit of that is that I think my individual work as a performer has benefited from that. I have less self-consciousness. I have less fear, quite honestly, because my responsibility is greater, I think, and also because I'm so wedded to this company and the actors that are in it and the stories that we're telling. So there's also a benefit too, because Phoebe is a lot of fun, and you know, she's very comedic, and she, I mean, unintentionally, I think, but and Isabella is, she's weighing and dealing with some pretty serious things. So for me as a person, I think it gives me a little bit of a breather going between the two things.
You both worked this year on a production of Fashions for Men in New York City, so you must enjoy working together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I got the job at the Shakespeare Festival, one of the first things I did was open up a Microsoft Word document on my computer and make a list of people that I wanted to invite to work at the theater company. And Annie Purcell was at the very top of that list, so it's been great to have her under the tent. And she's terrific in both these plays, and it's really kind of a thrill, not just for our company, but for our audiences to get to watch her do what she does.
Either of you can speak to this. What is special about performing under that tent at Bosco Bell?
There's many special things. I mean, from the moment that you arrive at the space, your first day as an actor, when you move the play into the space, it's a stunning setting. The vista is stunning. You get to see the whole Hudson Valley in front of you. But I think, you know, as a performer and as an audience member, the thing that we're always seeking is to have an experience together, and one that is very spontaneous and in the present, which sometimes seems kind of impossible given that we're doing plays that were written 500 years ago and we're doing the same show every night. But that's really what we're after. And I feel like performing outside in this beautiful setting under this tent that's open to the elements and to nature, it really heightens your ability to do that, to be present with each other in the given moment. Because from night to night, you might have a beautiful sunset. The other night, you might have a rainstorm. You might have a pack of vultures circling over your head. And the ways that we as performers work together with those elements and with the audience, it's not about sort of hardening against that, but also sort of saying to the audience, we're here with you. We're all here together. Did you see that? I just saw that. And every single thing, if you open yourself up to it, can, I believe, only heighten your ability to tell the story, because it brings everybody into the present moment and everybody's awake and listening.
I love that. I would only add to it that from the audience side of that equation, it's really terrific to have all of the center of the theater making be about the actor. You know, there's an amazing backdrop behind the company when they're working on the play, when they're performing the play under the tent, but you know, there's not fake scenery. It's really just the actors and some of the greatest language ever written for the stage and the audience's imagination. So when you're an audience member, you really have to kind of sit forward and you're fully participating in the play. People are going to talk directly to you. You can look across the tent and see other people reacting. And particularly in a play like Measure for Measure, where there's some really complicated human moments that are surprising, and some people laugh and some people gasp and some people are horrified and shocked. And as soon as those things happen and three different reactions happen, you can feel the audience have to kind of negotiate with itself as a group about, like, what do we think about that? What just happened there? Why did that person laugh? That's horrible. That's part of the fun, I think. It makes the tent, makes it clear to me that the tent has some of the advantages of Shakespeare's own theater, the Globe, you know, which burned down in whatever, 1616, and has been reconstructed on the Bankside in London in the last 20 years. It's a place where you have the profound sense that we're all in it together, and I think you feel that under the tent too.
Davis, you are the artistic director. This is your second full season. You're also the director of Measure for Measure. How is that decided, or how do you choose, in addition to your artistic director duties, what show you will take the helm of?
Last year I directed The Winter's Tale, which is a play that I profoundly love, and I chose it because I thought, you know, not only do I love the play, but I thought, oh, maybe it's a good one for a new artistic director at a Shakespeare theater, because it's got a little bit of everything. You know, it's part tragedy, part comedy, and it's also a play that people don't necessarily know how it ends. The story's not as familiar as, say, Macbeth or Hamlet or As You Like It, even. With Measure for Measure, I just, you know, I guess I was just kind of in a Measure for Measure mood. You know, it's Shakespeare's final comedy. although it has the form of a Shakespearean comedy and ends with a almost quadruple marriage, its emotional landscape feels very mature and kind of shadowed and nuanced. It's kind of a political play, too, in the sense that one of the first words spoken in the play is of government. And I don't think that means just, people who work for the government. I think that means, like, how do we organize ourselves politically? I think that's a useful thing for us as Americans to be considering together through the lens of a Shakespeare play this summer.
Recognizing that it is awkward for me to ask you this, Annie, while you are sitting in a studio with him, but what directorial approach does Davis take that you keep coming back for, that you appreciate and enjoy working with him as an actor?
I have no qualms talking about it in front of Davis because I tell him this all the time.
Okay.
But what I appreciate about Davis is that I believe that he creates a room in which inquiry is possible, and he doesn't, sort of show up on the first day telling us, I know what the right answer is and I'm going to sort of guide you towards that. He comes obscenely prepared with thoughts and research and ideas, but he really, I think, very courageously as a director, keeps the room open and always dares to continue questioning how we're telling the story. Are we telling the story right? What can we do better to investigate the questions that are opened up in the play? Does the staging or the costumes or the way that we're approaching a scene really unlock the play in the most bold and interesting and clear and exciting way? That is something that as an artist is invaluable and not common because it takes a lot of courage because you risk failing. But, that's always the risk. And that's the only way to actually get at anything new and bold and interesting and brave. So I'm always up for that kind of room. In this particular experience, I think it required some trust because the play is very interesting and it's, people call it a problem play, but what I've been delighted to discover is that doesn't mean that the play is problematic. It means that the play examines a problem. I believe that the problem it examines is how do we live as a society? And, early on in the process, Davis sort of said to us, there are elements of this play that are grave and very dark, and we're examining someone's life at stake. But then there are elements of this play that are absurd and extremely comic. And I think oftentimes a production seeks to sort of resolve those into one tone. It's either going to be a dark production or a light production. And Davis very fearlessly said, why don't we just live in the extremity of both and see where that gets us? And I believe that what's great about that is that there are some very serious themes that are being examined, but because we examine them with both gravity and hilarity, it invites the audience into the problem. When it's very serious all the time, it becomes kind of relentless and you can't always take it. But when there's, Shakespeare was very smart in that way, I think.
I think Shakespeare really likes this play. I mean, sometimes when you're working on a new play, you have the playwright right there in the room. And when you're working on a classic play, it's easy to think of it, particularly this play, because it only exists in the folio. It doesn't have like a bunch of different versions.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as this monolithic thing, the text. But the more we work on it, the more I can imagine that there's a single person who wrote it. And I think he knew when he was writing it that he was writing something a little bit weird,
mm-hmm.
and that he loved its weirdnesses. So I'm proud of the production, and I'm not so conceited as to say that I think Shakespeare would be proud of it, but I think we're doing the play and really honoring the twists and turns that Shakespeare put in there, as opposed to trying to homogenize it or cut the weird bits that we just couldn't figure out how to do or something like that.
Davis McCallum is the artistic director of Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. Annie Purcell plays Isabella in Measure for Measure and Phoebe in As You Like It under the tent at Boscobel House and Gardens in Garrison, New York this summer. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.